Logan, everybody, a special addendum to the podcast that we just recorded a few days ago. I'm here with Keith Frantz at Bull Scripted with breaking news. Unfortunately, the great Lauri Markkanen is out 2 months with a right elbow injury, which is all the more frustrating. Seems like a lot of fans are jumping off the bridge, jumping into the rivers, heading to Minnesota. I've remained calm. No doubt disappointing, but luckily, as I stated on my Lockdown Bulls appearance, the one area where we can't afford an injury or two is in the front court. I think the deepest team in the NBA. You hate to have your best player go out, no doubt, but there's a lot of options now moving forward for the next 2 months, and hopefully we can keep the boat afloat until then. What say you?
I say I want to cry. I kind of want to puke. A little bit of all that. But the glass half full would be, yes, we do have a loaded front court. It opens up opportunity for Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker, who both could, add value to themselves. Jabari going into next offseason, or hell, maybe even at the deadline. Portis has until the 16th of September, or October rather, to sign his extension. So likely that doesn't get done before preseason. He can either increase his free agency value or his trade value for the deadline as well. So there are positives, and Chandler Hutchinson can probably get more minutes at the three if Jabari's playing more four.
Yeah, and this is part of the reason for the future. Anybody losing sleep, like a lot of people did, looking for stuff to talk about over the summer, about too many mouths to feed, too much talent, all that nonsense. As I said before many times, these kind of issues usually sort themselves out. And usually, unfortunately, through injuries, and that's exactly what you happen. You never depend on it, but you got to expect one or two. The Bulls have definitely had their share. Not everybody's lucky to have, Towns and Wiggins, who never, rarely ever miss a game. Towns has never missed a game. The Bulls, unfortunately, have had a lot of injuries. The one good news is this isn't a knee. This isn't a leg. He'll be back in 2 months. It's not something that's going to keep him out the whole year. And, similar to what happened with Nico last year, it did open up an opportunity for Lauri. Let's get into it. What are the options here? And I just tweeted, what about this option? If Wendell Carter Jr. performs well in the preseason, why not start him at the four? You suddenly have three-plus defenders on the court to start the game in Lopez, Wendell Carter Jr., and Dunn. And, you could probably give him some room to grow as a 19-year-old, but he's one of your key pieces moving forward. Why not? Throw him into the fire. It worked out well for Lauri. What say you?
There's plenty of opportunity everywhere. I don't know if I favor that option just because I want him to be a five. I don't want him to get comfortable at the four either, depending on their intent with Portis. Forcing some trade value into him wouldn't be the worst idea. Jabari getting minutes at the four concerns me, because if he does take off and say he has an all-star caliber first 20 games, well, I don't know if that puts you in an odd position. I think you could still find a way to put both of them on the floor. Their outlook is kind of, interchangeable anyway. I'm sure there's times that Jabari will be guarding the four and Lauri will be guarding the three. So, I don't know.
I disagree regarding Portis at the four over Wendell Carter Jr. He's just not – Portis is, great offensive player, or, approaching great. Definitely, I think, going to have fantastic year offensively. He's not even in the same stratosphere with Wendell Carter Jr. at the four. I think Wendell Carter Jr. is much more versatile, much better defender. He's far better than Portis, and I think that's why Portis had such good advanced metrics at the five. I think that's what he is. He should be going forward. He's a five. He's a guy that can rebound for you, but – there's not a lot of great fives in the league. You throw him down there and have him play the five and don't worry about his lack of lateral quickness or his lack of jumping ability. And Wendell Carter Jr. will be a good four for you to step in and play those tough fours in the Eastern Conference. Blake Griffin, there's tons of them in there. So, I think that's the best answer. Or Parker at the four is the other one, too, where, everybody was talking about how he's much better there. You could probably easily slide him to the four. And then, maybe even, this could open up an opportunity for Chandler Hutchinson to start, who I think is going to be a plus defender, or Valentine. I know a lot of people are vomiting over the possibilities of having, Valentine and Levine on the perimeter D. And, I don't think that's necessarily ideal either, but I think that's a very good offensive lineup. You would have Valentine being able to hit the three, Levine being able to hit the three, Parker with three ability. I really like that offensively. What say you?
I think it's more likely that Jabari gets slid to the four. While I definitely can't deny that Wendell could be a four, you know, there was even speculation before the draft if he could even be a five because he was more the size of a four. But I think you want to ease him into the role that he's going to have, which is going to be the anchor, which I guess you can be from the four. You can have two anchors on the four, but I see Jabari moving to the four before they put Wendell at the four.
Yeah, so I mean, I understand everybody's frustration. I understand why everybody's upset. I would only really kind of lose it if we lost Dunn. I think he's the one guy where the delta between him and the backup is so significant, and he's so important defensively on this team. You know, Larry is our best player, no doubt, but as long as it's not a major injury, and this isn't, it's not an insignificant injury by no means. I mean, 2 months
right,
is a long
shooting
time.
Shooting elbow, that is
that
concern.
Does hurt. Yeah, no doubt about that. But, you know, as long as he doesn't need surgery, I don't know. This is so early in, you know, we heard, I think this injury occurred Thursday. But everybody.
Well, initially it was just precautionary. You know, he's sore, which made sense. You know, they're getting back to full contact, full speed, 2 days. So, you know, giving the young guys a day off if their body was sore made sense. Then obviously we had to get hit with that bombshell.
Yeah, but again, everybody remain calm. It's I know it sucks. It's before, you know, the timing sucks right before the first preseason game. But we have options, you know, and thank God we signed Parker. Because he could easily slide to the four, and we got Portis, and we got Wendell Carter Jr., and we got, you know, so and even, gosh, does Felicio get some minutes at the five now with people sliding over to the four? Who knows? But I definitely feel like this, I think we're going to see Wendell Carter Jr. or Portis just play lights out. This is their opportunity, step up like Laurie did last year, and make it happen.
Well, but even with Laurie stepping up, we still went 3-20, and good start to the season is the most important thing for this team. If they don't get off to a good start, the Bulls likely sell at the deadline instead of desperately trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they started 3-20 though with Portis missing 8 games too. So you had not just one guy, but 2 guys out. Now if we lose another guy, no doubt about it.
See what happens with Denzel's ankles. He's out for a week or two, and he's had ankle problems throughout his whole entire career. So
yeah,
you know. We got 2 somewhat major injuries, but they do both open up opportunity for Chandler Hutchison, Antonio Blakeney, Bobby Portis, and Jabari Parker. So we do have it covered in a sense. It still sucks. Being fully healthy was one of the front office's main sticking points in media day, and I think we jinxed ourselves.
I don't believe that at all. In fact, I think I'm still uber positive on this team. I really think, you know, Parker's going to blow people away with how good he plays at the four. I think Wendell Carter Jr. and Portis are going to both play well, and I think we're going to be fine. It's not great. Obviously, our best player's out, but we're a very deep team at the four and the five. And rest assured, Chicago, it's not over. The dream isn't over. Stay positive. Like I said.
If anything, this situation might eliminate my only nightmare, which is finishing 11th to 14th in the lottery and not making the playoffs and not getting a top 10 pick. It might actually eliminate that gray area there for us. So who knows? Could be another blessing in disguise as long as Lowry recovers.
We're too talented. Yeah, we're too talented. Yeah, I no doubt.
All right, I'm sorry, Fred. We're still getting 45 wins. Doesn't matter where Jimmy Butler goes in the East. We're making the playoffs. We got more talent than everybody.
Yeah. Well, everyone else can listen to that part of our discussion than where Jimmy's going following this. So, and we get on a wide variety of topics. So, thanks for jumping on, brother. And we will have a show probably on Monday Tuesday next week to discuss the, you know, the first couple preseason games and hit the ground running, man. But I feel good about Parker. I feel good about Portis, and I feel, you know, just I think Wendell Carter Jr. is going to be an elite player in this league, and I think this is his opportunity. So take it, run with it, and by the time Laurie comes back, we'll be hitting the ground running, you know, cooking with gas.
Hey, as long as the baby goat is all right in 2 months, I'm all right with whatever the outcome of the first 19-20 games is.
Sounds good, my man. All right, hey, have a great weekend, brother. Talk to you soon.